Loveline is meant for an adult audience.
Loveline may contain sexually oriented content.
Listener discretion is advised.
Adam Carolla, Dr. Drew.
I'm not Loveline anymore for the two of you.
Loveline.
Yep, it is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Fax number 310-854-4455. Dr. Drew is a board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. Tonight our guests, Busy Phillips and Seth Rogen, both from Freaks and Geeks, which has been canceled. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in. I got called early night. What do you say, Drew?
Maybe just have guests that our shows are canceled just as a routine.
Usually guests come on the show and then their show is canceled just a couple of days later.
That happened to be the first time, so I'm back to seek vengeance.
What were you pushing the first time?
I was pushing Freaks and Geeks.
Yeah, but...
We moved to Monday night.
Oh, right, right, okay.
So I was here to promote that, and then I had an independent movie that was at some festival somewhere.
Yeah, I thought you were here pushing Freaks and Geeks, but when you said that happened to me the first time, I thought it was a different show we were talking about point. All right, so really what we're pushing and what we're hoping for is that people, and this has happened a time or two in TV history, actually...
Yeah. Jag.
Really?
Yeah, having a jag.
Oh. where a show is good, it's embraced by the critics, it has a strong fan base, and it gets canceled anyway, and then it comes back, sometimes on another network, because of the overwhelming support of the dedicated viewers of the show. I remember I must have sent off 400 letters when that Cagney and Lacey got canceled the first time. Drew, you remember those days?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought Gore Powell went out.
Oh, shut up, you idiot. Freaks and Geeks is such a good show that it was inducted into the...
They have a week of... inductions, and it's the William Paley Festival, I believe, and they induct shows that they feel to be exceptional, and we were inducted into the museum and shortly canceled.
It's always the kiss of death.
Right.
This is the museum of radio and television, and Drew and I are such big fans of the medium that we're not quite sure where it is. Beverly Hills.
We attempted to induct us, but we couldn't get down there.
I'm sure we've been invited many times to go down there and lecture. And we did get the syndicated show of the year, didn't we?
That was Billboard.
Oh, Billboard. Yeah. What happened, though? We never did...
Nobody collect those trophies, huh?
We never did see anything. Ann, why don't you bring that by? Do you have something?
It's been on my desk.
Oh, you do?
Uh-huh.
Well, bring us by. I'll tell you what. Let's treat it like the Stanley Cup. I'll get it for a week. Drew, take it for a week. Anderson, you can grab it for the weekend.
That's quite a buy. You're such a stoner.
Oh, really? Oh, what'd I do? Did I look at it?
Yeah, you said, well, let's break it out.
Oh, okay. Well, that's true. You can't argue with that.
Get a little self-esteem again.
You trying to give me an award? No way. Well, I figure we get our own award, you know? You get one, yeah. I get one. All right. Anyway, you can go down to Beverly Hills and check this out on this Saturday and this Sunday from noon to 5, and you can see they'll air all of them plus six that haven't aired.
Yeah. That's my understanding.
I mean, they already aired, like, some other time. I think today they're airing all of them, and then Saturday they're airing the unaired ones, and Sunday, because Saturday sold out.
In 15 minutes.
I think they both sold out now.
Springsteen
of museum and radio and television shows, I think.
And that has to be sending some kind of message to the network, isn't it?
Someone? I don't know. I should hope so. I mean, at the very least, we can hope for, like, a My So-Called Life kind of thing, and maybe MTV could pick us up and air all of the episodes. Because at least it would be nice for people who don't live in Los Angeles or New York did the same thing at their museum to be able to see all of the episodes, because we have real fans out there who care.
I haven't, like I said, I've been to the museum in New York many times. I was broadcasting the Kevin and Bean Morning Show from there a couple of years in a row, and I had a great time. I just went and sat in these booths and watched. I watched Chico and the Man, because that show never made syndication, because I guess Freddie Prinze killed himself before they did enough of them, and I hadn't seen that thing since I was like 11. But it's a weird place, or at least the one in New York is, in that they have everything you'd want to see, and then they're missing some glaringly obvious ones. Like I said, hey, let's see a Monday Night Football. And I said, okay, which one do you want to see? And I said, how about one with Howard Cosell? I'd love to see an old Howard Cosell Monday Night Football. And they're like, nope, no Howard Cosell. I thought, no Monday Night Football with Howard Cosell at the Radio and Television Museum? Nope. And I was like, why not? I don't know. We got one where OJ was up in the booth. I was like, Howard Cosell.
I remember that. Remember who that team was?
Which one?
Cosell.
Oh, Meredith.
Don Meredith.
Super Sales? I don't remember the third guy was.
Karras. Alex Karras.
All right. Anyway, freaks and geeks, start writing those letters and just go down to the museum on this weekend. And if you can. Hey, listen, if you don't live in Los Angeles, Beverly Hills is a beautiful place. Fly on out.
There's a website, too. And there's kind of like a bootleg thing going on, to my understanding.
Yeah.
www.freaksandgeeks.com.
I'll mail you a copy of it.
Yeah. We're taking it upon ourselves.
Yeah, you guys, I was about to say, you guys are great.
We're really impassioned about it because we really loved the show. So we think it's a shame that
people... gave us money and stuff.
Money? I got a new car.
I'm broke now.
Yeah,
I do nothing.
4 more months.
All right.
And another job.
Listen, you kids can move in with Drew if there's a problem. He's got a nice spread. Mike?
Yes?
You're 24. What's up?
Yeah, I have an addiction to pornography. I started with magazines when I was younger and then the strip clubs, and recently it's gone on to prostitutes, and I just don't know how to make it stop, or at least slow it down a little bit.
He doesn't really want to stop it.
Hit your penis with a hammer, and that should slow down a little bit.
Do you think you're an addict? Do you just think
I might be an addict. I mean, my friends are saying I got problems. They said I'm going to end up like Ted Bundy and stuff, and I don't want to get that bad, you know.
No
one does.
How often do you visit the prostitutes?
I mean, I just got one the other night, and they're like, man, that's the next step. You need to slow down or something.
How often are you going?
I just got one the other night for the first time.
Okay, I understand, but you could have... Oh, that was your first time?
Yeah, for having a prostitute. They're like, dude, you're just out of control.
Well, you've been with a prostitute once. Does it feel like you're going back soon?
Yeah, I think it might be, because I want to kind of videotape it and make a little movie out of it.
Oh, God.
I see. That's going to be an extra 20, you understand?
Well, not if I do it later, no one.
Right. Oh, man. All right. Well, I'll see you in hell, okay?
Well, I don't hear addiction here, Mike, because addiction tends to imply consequence, and you're not really talking about consequence. You're talking about a slowly progressive compulsion that you'd like to control. And I suspect it's more about other issues as pertains to your ability to be close to women and how you feel about women. And
it might be. I don't know.
No, this is something that's not good for you. You want to stop it.
All right. So what did I do?
You'd be able to stop it. The answer, the $40 question here is, were you sexually abused when you were a kid? Because that's really what determines whether or not you can stop this kind of thing.
No, never.
Never. Were you physically abused?
No.
Okay. So cut it out. It's time to stop. Is there alcoholism in your family?
My father was.
Yeah, so you might be. Do you have any momentum with substances yourself?
No.
Are you sober when you do this stuff?
Yeah.
Really?
Something I do, it's just like, hey, watch me. I don't know whether I'm trying to get attention or what, but...
Do you have relationships with women at all?
Yeah.
You do?
Well, once he pays, did you?
Other than that.
Yeah, I have, like, free relationships where I don't have to pay.
Watch me?
I just do it behind my back. Yeah, it's my way of getting attention, I guess. I don't know.
But how are you getting attention when you're with a prostitute?
Everybody in my apartment, they lay on the ground and they watch through my window.
Oh, my God.
It's like a big show, man. My room's like Amsterdam anymore.
I see. All right, Mike. What is that, FNA? What is that called? With the
SA,
yeah. Sex Anonymous, Sexaholics Anonymous.
Well, I'm a little confused about this guy. I don't have a clear read, but I'll tell you what.
It couldn't hurt if he sat in on me.
If you are really, truly motivated, yes.
He doesn't sound that motivated, though.
No, he doesn't, and I just took off it together.
All right, Mike, we don't care.
Okay.
All right, there you go.
And
can't help everyone.
Well, professional help would help him.
Chris?
Yeah.
You're 19.
Hi.
What's up?
Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
I looked up ecstasy on the internet, and I read that if you take a Prozac 6 hours after taking MDMA, you could prevent any damage to your serum cells. Is that true?
Well, what I understand, I don't know that anybody's actually studied that carefully, Chris, but it's an interesting question. It is sort of out there as a question of whether or not that is the case. What I do have heard, and I've heard this more than once, is that it prevents some of the effects of ecstasy. And okay. So you don't get high in the same way from it. So it appears that it blocks some of the stimulation of pathways in the brain that may cause cell damage. So it's possible that could be the case, but it has not been proven yet.
Yeah, because it said take it after you were done.
Well, it doesn't make much sense then, does it?
Because it seems like if you're done having the experience,
yeah, it's over.
The experience is what's causing the damage.
Right.
Yeah. So you're already damaged.
We think so.
Well, it sounds like kind of a catch-22.
If you're going to have the experience, you're going to have the damage.
Right.
Yeah. That's what it seems like, Chris. But again, this is not... I have not seen any good scientific literature on this.
But it's a wonderful plan, for a young 19-year-old.
It could be the type of thing, though, because I've understood my friend did, actually, strangely enough, a research paper on MDMA in college. And sort of one of the things that people attributed with the usage of it was that afterwards they would have, like, huge bouts of depression, like, the next day. So taking the Prozac, maybe somebody has put this together that, oh, I don't feel that way anymore, so there must be nothing wrong with it. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, and that could be the case. And the real problem with this drug, though, is the depression to hit a few years later, which
right.
are rather profound.
All right. Elizabeth.
Yes.
You're 20.
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, first of all, I just want to say hi, and I love your show. And I'm a big fan of the Man Show.
That's right. Thank you very much.
Whatever. I'm
going to miss that Anderson after a fire. Go ahead.
My question was, I want to know, what is the Venus butterfly? I've heard a lot about it.
On the Man Show?
No.
I think it's a sexual position.
Yeah, I know, but how do you do it? Everyone says, I don't know.
Listen, don't get sassy with me. Trying to put the butterfly in a context here. Jesus Christ. The Venus butterfly? That's a variation on the wheelbarrow.
A wheelbarrow?
Yeah. Sure.
That is a pinwheel.
Yeah. It's a variation on the rotating basket.
Go get the Joyous Sex. Look it up.
I don't know.
Go
get the Kama Sutra or something.
Yeah, the web.
All right, what's it called again, the Venus butterfly?
Yeah.
Well, I'm guessing the legs are going to be apart rather than crossed. That's one thing I'm figuring here. And other than that, I don't know.
All right.
Okay. So you have a boyfriend?
Yeah, that's 3 years.
Does he know what it is?
No, I don't think so. I think we would have done it.
Or maybe you've done it, you don't know it.
I could have. But I heard it's, like, really, really good, and...
The kind of thing, I'm sure if you just typed Venus butterfly on the internet, I'm sure you'd find ample pictorial assistance on how to accomplish it.
Hey, grass jeeves.
All right?
Yeah.
All right. There you go.
All right, thanks.
Have fun.
Yeah.
All right, take pictures for your dad, all right?
All right.
All right. There you go. Is that Dakin?
Dakin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're 26. What's up?
Hey, on that Venus butterfly, I know that one.
Yeah, how's it go?
That's where the female's on bottom. You get on top, and she closes her legs, and you open yours, and you try to ride high on her pelvic area. And it's just real slow stimulation.
Uh-huh. Let's see if we can work this one out. You get on top, just like missionary, right?
Yeah.
And she spreads her legs and then wraps them around your back?
She closes them.
Yeah, she closes them. And you ride higher up on her pelvic area.
Right. So it's like she's like a surfboard and you're paddling out to sea, that kind of thing.
I see.
That's right. Nice.
Yeah. The smell of the ocean.
Thank you.
Her ankles are together then.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you can't get into real heavy thrusting or what. It's just, I guess it's more clitoral for her.
Right.
And, I mean, it's pretty good for yourself, too.
Okay. Noted,
counselor.
Thank you. You rest your case. Go ahead.
Let me give you a little background. Probably about 2 months ago, my girlfriend came into my apartment, and I got a roommate, and he's in the real kink, and she threw in a video, and it was, I guess, bondage, S&M, have you, and she caught an episode of fisting, and I'm sure you know what that is.
Well, that one's a little more self-explanatory than the Venus flytrap. That was the announcer on WKRP in Cincinnati. The black guy, the big fro. What the hell was his name?
Didn't take much persuading on her behalf
something.
For me to give that a try. So, after some time, we did get that accomplished. And then
the fisting thing.
Excuse me?
The fisting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
how does that work, though?
It lube up and take it slow.
I see. And is it cheating if your hand sort of breaks a fist, slides in, and then makes a fist? Well, like you're stealing change out of a mayonnaise jar?
It looks more like a kung fu straight lunge, you know?
Right.
Fingers extended.
Yeah, oh, I see, yeah.
And
didn't that hurt her?
Like I said, we went slow, started out, you know, finger, two, and then we eventually got up to the whole hand, and that was probably about 3-5 weeks into it.
Right.
And then now she wants
an impulsive project.
Yeah. And now, he quit his job, and it took a summer, but it was worth it. And he ended up fisting.
And then about a week ago, now she wanted me to try and see if I could get another one up there.
Two simultaneous?
She's working her way up to a footing.
So
believe you me.
Using Super Glide, and last night I accomplished it.
She liked it?
Well, what her comment was told me to clap. And I told her,
Oh my.
I couldn't clap. She said, pretty tight, huh?
That is
R.
Hey, Dakin.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll see you in hell too, right?
Thank you.
That was a good joke.
You know, I like that one. When you were sick, when you were vomiting, whatever you were doing the other night, the States of Valentine was up there.
Yeah.
It was a bizarre experience. I mean, somebody asked something about anal sex. She's like, matter of fact, well, you can go to the store and you get a series of graduated butt plugs. And I sort of heard of it and just let it go by. And but later on, next day, I'm thinking, what in the hell?
Butt plugs. I had the opportunity to handle one just Saturday for a man show bit. We had told him to go out and get a large size butt plug, novelty size. The butt plugs they don't look that they're not real phallic looking. They're not even sexual looking. They look like a spade on a playing card. And this one was I could have got my grandfather's ashes into this one. I really think I could have. And I'm still trying. It's something I'm looking into. Where's grandfather? He's on the manifold in the butt plug. It's an interesting angle. We don't want people handling it, so we're smart. But it's really, it's about 10, 11 inches high, and at its biggest width, it's probably good 6.5 inches. And I can't believe anyone would get that in their ass. I think it's more, you know, for decoration.
Yeah,
I think it's how the gays show off. You know, they leave that around, impress the fellas. And it makes, you know, it's like, you know, they mean business when you see that line.
Great coffee table material.
Sure.
Disgusting.
Yeah. And it really could hold down a stack of legal documents in a wind tunnel. It's that big and that heavy. But they do start small, and then they work their way up. And I guess the plan is to eventually, I don't know, get a bowling pin or something in there. I don't understand that kind of logic. I really, really don't.
Up in like...
Wyatt...
Oh, what happened? Why? Let me try it again.
Why seemed to be in the middle of a conversation? I think he hung up.
Try again.
Why?
That was my roommate. Hello.
Hey, hello.
Hey, I just had a question for Dr. Drew.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've had acne like since I was about 16 or so.
Yeah.
And it's pretty severe. It's on my face and the back of my neck and my shoulders and chest. And it's really bad. And I just want to know how I can get treatment for it. And like, what kinds of treatments are for?
There is no reason in this day and age for people to have acne. It is totally treatable. The neck and back and shoulder stuff is actually more difficult than the face.
It's really painful, too.
Yeah, it needs to be treated. Your doctor may start with antibiotics if it's...
I don't have a doctor, though. That's the thing.
Well, a dermatologist. Any dermatologist may start with oral antibiotics. They may use topical creams, benzoyl peroxide, or antibiotic creams. But if it's really cystic, like you seem to be describing, they'll probably go right to Accutane, which is a miracle. Miracle drug.
We've
all cleared up in a couple of days.
You take it for six months, I think.
Yeah. 6 months at a time.
And then it's literally like you break out for 3 months the worst acne you've ever had, and then all of a sudden your skin's perfect.
Ain't your lips all crusty and junk though?
It's pretty gross for a while, but then your skin will be
beautiful. Exactly. Flawless. You're cured.
Hey, I'm telling you, the hardening catalyst in Bondo, what they use. Sure, I've told the story before, but I stand behind it. You know what they use in auto body shops to fix dings in the side of your car, that Bondo stuff?
Right.
Comes in, it comes in two places. I mean, I'm sorry, it comes in two forms. There's the catalyst and there's the resin. And there's a little thing in that catalyst, and nothing happens until you mix the two together, like an epoxy, a little chemical reaction, and it's a hardener. And the catalyst stuff is 90% benzoyl peroxide. And when I found that out, I put some of it right on a zit when I was in high school. Because, you know, you spend $5 to get an ounce of the 10% at the thrifties. This is 90% benzoyl peroxide. It's cheaper. And you get like 6 ounces of this stuff for $4.
You really are like Thomas Edison when it comes to
body. Yeah. Why do the guys put Bondo on his face?
Bondo on the face, ammonia on the...
To be fair to me, that was not my crab.
Okay, ammonia on someone else's crab.
It was.
And rectal surgery via mirrors.
Thank you. Of what?
Via mirrors.
Oh, via mirrors. Yeah. Well, I wouldn't call it rectal surgery. I lanced a carbuncle that was on my ass. Rectal surgery.
We were talking about this last time I was here.
Well, who brought it up?
4 months ago.
Who brought it up?
We talk about every night.
Who brought it up? Please, Busy. I did not bring that up. I was talking about Bondo on my face. All right, which is now known as what, Drew? My face?
The calf red.
The calf red. Thank you very much. I'm literally a millionaire because of it. Right, Drew?
Literally.
Okay. We're going to take ourselves a little break. Seth Rogen and Dizzy Phillips are both here from Freaks and Geeks. You can go down to the Museum of Television and Radio and check that out this weekend. And when we come back, we'll speak to Ben. Ben has a comment on fisting we'd love to hear after this. You talking to me, Busy?
Stone Temple Fun.
Oh, okay. Did you say Stone Temple Pilots?
How were they?
Yeah.
Were they nice?
Yeah, they were really nice. They were in here last night, and we had a good show with them, good time with them. Would you say, Drew?
Absolutely.
Busy Phillips and Seth Rogen are both here tonight from Freaks and Geeks. The show is temporarily off here. Don't worry. It will, like Phoenix will rise from the ashes and return to conquer primetime television. You can, if you're in the Los Angeles area and want to head down to Beverly Hills this weekend, go down there and watch a bunch of episodes, including some that never did air. And that is 12 to 5 this Saturday and this Sunday. All right. Where are we? We're going to talk to Ben about fisting.
Yeah.
I kind of want to talk about the sexual harassment thing before we get on the air. I got to tell you, I know, Drew, you hate attorneys inherently because you're a physician, or at least claim to be one. I've never seen any actual documentation to suggest that. But we all hate attorneys, and why not? They're ruining the goddamn country. They really are. And I know they're just sort of doing what people tell them to do too. But I don't know. We have to have a sexual harassment meeting whenever we do the man show. I don't think, ironically, we do one on Loveline. Or have we done one on Loveline, the TV show?
Not aware of, yeah.
It basically, here's how it works: the whole crew and cast, everyone gets gathered into a room, and our attorney, David Decker, who we know affectionately as Colonel Buzzkill. Because he tries to ruin everyone's fun. He gives a speech about sexual harassment while everyone dry humps each other's legs in front of him as a sort of a subtle act of defiance. And then we all go back to sexually harassing each other. And I mean some serious sexual harassment going on the workplace, at least the man show. And I know at K-Rock there's some too. And I just wish we wouldn't have to waste everyone's time with these ridiculous formalities. If someone's got a serious problem, then you should be able to bring it up to somebody. But watching a training video about sitting on your hands and about, listen, if you're 37 years old and you got to watch a goddamn video to show you how to act with people the opposite sex or the same sex in the workplace, it's such a formality. And that's 3/4 of life is becoming a formality. Do you know what I'm saying?
They got to cover their asses, the lawyers.
I know, yeah, but everything is a waste of time. Now yeah. It's like waste of time meets waste of time meets waste of time, and there's this much actual work getting done. Everything else is just a big goddamn formality now, and it's driving the price. And what about being a doctor?
Oh, you have no idea. You have no idea.
That was
80% of your time is spent doing stuff that has nothing to do with taking care of people.
Right. It's just one more hoop for you to jump through so that your ass can be covered. And by the way, now we're living in a society where you go to a gas station, they can't lend you a gas can anymore because somebody did it, got drunk, fell down, and there's a lawsuit. You know what I mean? It's like we can no longer open the door. We can no longer extend courtesies to people.
Like a few morons have ruined it for all us intelligent people out there.
And listen, I know we like to blame the lawyers, but anybody who's listen, I've managed to make it 35 years without a lawsuit. And then you look at some of these people, and they've had 8 lawsuits against 8 different casinos in the last 6 months. I want those people killed. I just want him killed. I don't have a problem with that. It's just, listen, you're flawed. You're sitting there. I love it when they do it. They have videotape of a guy pulling a Brody in Caesar's Palace where he falls down, then dumps booze on himself. It's his 6th or 8th attempted lawsuit in as many months, and he's sitting there with a straight face telling John Stossel that he actually slipped, even though we have videotape of him tying his own shoes together. Can't we just rub this guy out? You know what I mean? Can we look at him as just an enemy of the state and just put him, just shoot him for treason or
natural selection? You should be gone by now.
Yes, get rid of him. Please. He's looking at a straight face telling why he's fallen in 6 casino bathrooms in 6 months.
He should be able to sue one person in your life.
That's it.
And make it count, is what I would say.
I have what I call, when I get in office, I'm going to have what's called the Baker's Dozen policy. One every 13 years. You get one lawsuit every 13 years. Use it wisely.
With your 911 call.
You get one 911 call. Very good. One 911, one litigation every 13 years. That is fine. Nicole?
The 15 call dropped out.
Yes.
Good. Nicole?
Yes.
You're 22.
Yes.
What is up?
Recently I've been having problems getting wet during sex, and I'm wondering if birth control, long time on birth control can cause that, or
not usually long time. Certainly the pill can do that, but you would experience that typically right away.
So if I recently changed pills, that could be a cause?
Oh, absolutely.
Did you do that?
About 3 months ago.
Oh, yeah, that could be it.
That's it.
Are there pills that are more common?
What did you switch to?
Ortho-tricycline.
And what did you have before?
Loestrin.
Huh, that's interesting. I would expect that the Loestrin would have been more likely to cause the problem.
Well, you're all different, though. That's
yeah,
the beauty of
it. That's right. Everybody's
it's
different.
Really the curse of women. Did I say beauty?
You might want to get off the triphasic and on the pill that has more estrogen than the Loestrin.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right.
And let's see if that doesn't help.
Hey, Nicole?
Yeah?
When you're not producing sufficient moisture down there,
yeah.
Fisting is out of the question, okay?
What's that?
Stay off the fist for just a couple of weeks until you regain your natural lubricants, okay?
Okay.
All right, Nicole.
Thanks.
That's going to be tough. Let's talk to Brian. Brian?
Hi.
You're 24. What's up?
I'm 24.
Yeah.
Well, this is kind of a long story. I've been dating this girl for...
All right, well, let's move
on. even
the guys who don't announce it's going to be a long story.
It's a long one. It's a real long one.
Even the ones that are short are long on this show. So this could really be long. You guys ready? I mean, emotionally up for this?
Yeah.
Busy?
I don't know. What's the question?
Yeah. What show is it?
Can we just get the question?
That's what I like.
No story, and then we can just ask questions based upon his question.
Yeah, we'll know what we need to know.
What's the question?
All right, I've been dating this girl for 8 months now.
Yeah, no story, what's the question?
That's a statement.
Are you single, Dan?
No.
No. Wow, you must drive your boyfriend insane.
I do.
Wow, poor guy.
He's a great guy.
What the hell do I do with her?
Dump her. Is she pregnant?
Yes, she is.
She is, right.
Well, she's been with other guys?
She's married.
Oh, this is good.
Is it your child?
Don't know.
Ricky Lake.
Well, listen, if she's married, let's just assume it's her husband's child, and you should just bow out.
Yeah, get out of there. You shouldn't be in the first place.
All right?
All right.
All right, good times.
All right.
There you go. Busy. Is your boyfriend in the business?
Yeah.
And
but that's not how we met. It's not pretentious at all.
No, that's fine.
We met in college.
I understand.
Okay.
Acting college.
No, we didn't.
You went to Loyola Marriage.
Loyola Marriage. Nice memory.
Thank you. Oh, I care.
Oh.
Well, you're busy. You know, you got a lot of opinions, and you're very sort of proactive. And, there should be perfume or douche commercial kind of material. I mean, you're doing a lot. You're on roller skates.
Okay.
You're running around.
Right, right. Tampax was there. Right.
Right.
I got you.
Now, I'm wondering, dynamically, is your boyfriend sort of a more quiet type and lets you do the steering, right?
Right.
Yeah, I have
that
feeling.
He's like really...
Really nice guy.
Nice guy.
Oh,
right.
Really nice guy. Yeah, he's a great guy.
Yeah.
Right, because there's only room for sort of one of those personalities in a relationship. Otherwise, you guys are just butting heads the entire time.
Right. It's nice. That.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Drew's got the same thing going, by the way.
His wife is like me?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. I mean, she's got a lot of energy. She's got a lot of ideas. And Drew just hangs back, right, Drew?
That's me.
All right. He just, it's like the beginning of the Jetsons. He hands everyone money. Is that the Jetsons? You give everyone money and you go to work, right?
Fly to work and you go to work.
Ed?
Yeah.
You're 21.
Hey, Adam, what's going on?
Hey.
First of all, I just want to say you should have kicked that guy Leon's ass the other night.
No, he's too big a puss to come down here.
He was a real jerk.
Thank you.
Know he's in Simi Valley, though. I'm zeroing in on it.
That's right.
Is he coming to town anytime soon?
I sure hope so.
I'm also a big fan of the Man Show. I wanted to tell you that, too.
Thank you.
My question is, this is for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
My girlfriend, she's on ortho tricycline.
Mm-hmm.
And she missed a pill one night when she was out with her friend. She forgot to take it. And we had sex the next day. And I'm kind of worried about it because my question is, do we get the morning after pill or do we just... go on with things, or what should I do?
She should have taken her pill that she forgot immediately as soon as she remembered.
Yeah, she did that. She did that the next day. She took two at a time or whatever.
All right, so that's the best you can do. No, just finish the packet, but you should use a condom the rest of the month.
Okay.
That is a form of emergency contraceptive, what you just did.
It is?
Yeah.
Well, is it, or is it just getting back on schedule with the pill?
It's getting back on schedule, but it's also flooding your system a little higher dose than it would otherwise have had you been on appropriate dosing.
Isn't that kind of what the morning after pill is?
Yeah, yeah.
But what do you mean it's higher than you would have had you been on
two pills?
Yeah, okay. I'm doing the math now. And that would work.
It brings it back into like the 70-80% range, maybe 90%, but it's not 99.9 anymore.
Right. But it's not 99.9. Oh, you're saying it's 99.9 when you're on the pill.
When
you're
the morning
after. Yeah. All right, Ed.
All right.
So use a condom the rest of the month.
What's that?
Use a condom the rest of the month.
I'll do it. Hey,
right. Yeah, make sure and use a different one each night, though, right?
What's that, Ed?
It's all confusing.
DrDrew.com is really, really good thing, too. You guys got going on.
Well, thanks for having fun with it. Busy was on the webcast on that
show. It was fun. Yeah. It was awesome. Haven't seen it yet.
It's up there.
My computer got
it's archived. But Adam's never been down to see the set, the operation.
How friendly
are
you?
Down there. Didn't come to the big launch party for Drive Me Crazy. He is a world class.
I didn't go.
Yeah, busy. Where were you? We missed you.
Yeah.
I saw that movie.
But Adam didn't go.
No, it wasn't Drive Me Crazy. It wasn't the movie Drive Me Crazy.
Oh, okay,
it was like
good.
Some promotion thing.
Oh, I gotcha.
Is that working?
What's yeah. Going on? No, they're touring the country. They're great. They're really fun and a lot of fun. They are an interesting couple.
It is DrDrew.com put together a couple of horny young folk and put them in a van.
Yep.
A van?
Yep.
And sent them around the country.
And they're webcasting every day.
Going from college campus to college campus.
Yeah.
And what's happened? Now, what's it been? A couple of weeks?
Yeah, they've really getting good. They've been webcasts. They're really very funny and entertaining. I was on one of them a couple of days ago. They're good.
And anything happened? Any big blowouts? Any sacks? Any
blowouts?
Really?
Yeah. It's very kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm. But,
is it kind of like the real world?
Yeah, it's like anything like the real world, I'm there.
It's the real world, except it's real.
They got to end up.
There's the catch.
True, the real world's real, isn't it?
I feel like this is pretty real.
That's somebody, you know, it's a very very controlled situation.
Yeah.
This is just flat out the cameras rolling.
Where are the cast? Was it cast?
This is cast by our users.
Where are they now?
Right now? Today? I'll get the computer on.
Well, not today. Where are they heading? Which direction?
They're heading towards Vegas.
Haven't got to Vegas yet?
They're on a moped? They're at Stanford tomorrow. So.
Oh, I see. Well, not toward Vegas.
Well, next week.
All right, bye. Jody, I'm going to the next launch party, though. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah,
one of those kids leave again. I'm there.
It's Anderson's birthday today.
Oh, it is?
I knew that.
Yeah, I did, too.
Happy birthday.
Are you feeling too bad for abusing him for the first 20 minutes?
The first 20, come on, it's 15 minutes. Happy birthday, Anderson.
Thank you.
How old are you?
27.
27. You got your whole life ahead of you. Look at you. All right. No, Anderson, you're doing very nicely for yourself, except for that car of yours. I mean, Drew, what the hell were you doing at 27?
Practicing medicine.
Oh. I was, all right, you're not doing as good as Drew was, but you're doing a hell of a lot better than I was at 27.
I know,
I
hate
doctors. Jody?
Oh, party.
Hey, Jody.
Hi.
Hey.
I have a question about nipple rings.
Can you turn all that down behind you?
Oh, yeah, I'm going outside. Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it?
Yeah, what's going on over there?
Are you having a party?
No, I'm at a bar.
Oh, okay.
Standing up by the electrical generator.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay, here is my question. I got my nipple pierced, like, back in beginning of February, end of January, and I decided I don't want it now. And I'm wondering if there's going to be, since it's not totally fully healed yet, if there's going to be any complications if I take it out.
No.
It just closes up.
Yeah, close up.
I mean, is there any chance of infection, though, because it's still healing on the inside?
Keep it clean.
No, it will be less problems with the material out.
Why don't you take it out right now?
I don't know if I can take it out right now.
Sure you can.
I want to hear it. I want to hear the
nudity laws.
Well, listen, first off, you're drunk.
No, I'm not. I'm actually not.
All right, well, you're getting drunk, and you're standing next to a swamp cooler, and it's dark, and you could get that thing out of you, no problem.
You think?
Yeah, I think you could, especially if you got a running start.
Running start with it. What?
Tied to the door and slam it.
That's right, like the old dentist.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, that'll just bend it out of shape.
Hey, is it crimped together? How does that work, or is it like
it's
screwed
together?
It's like
a full circle wire, but then it has a little ball in it.
All you gotta do is pull apart the. I know about piercings. Pull apart the wire.
Show it out of your piercing.
No, I know how to look.
Look at this watching.
I'm worried about infection if I take it out.
Oh, she has that pierce. Oh my God.
Wait, hold on a second, Jody. Hold on.
We're talking about something else now, Jody.
Look at that.
This is one of those bowl ring.
It's not a bowl ring.
Yeah, they put in bowl's nose to lead them around. And it was up in her nose.
Yeah, no, she did the whole show, the entire season. No one knew that she had that thing.
Yeah.
And they just thought she had a little booger patrol.
Yeah, that metal booger problem.
And now she just flung it out and pow. It's great when she has to get it because she has to dig into her skull to get it out.
Kind of the nice thing about the septum ring is I'm totally desensitized to putting my fingers up my nose. Before I was all like, a girl. I can't stick my finger in my nose. Now I just do it all the time.
Me too. I love it. Yeah, I do it. I do it. Sometimes the 20-minute drive home is not long enough. So I circle the block a couple of times when I get home. I need another 4 or 5 minutes with my nose. So. Yep.
So you're a problem.
Yeah, I do some good picking on the road. I'm picking like Roy Clark picked that banjo on Hee Haw. So I got my nose. All right, so can she unscrew that little ball or just pop
it out?
She has a ring with a ball that's held there by pressure, and the ball probably has two little divots in it and the ring.
Right.
So all she has to do is pull apart the thing, and the ball will pop out, and she can pull it
after the break.
Right, we'll take a break. Hold on, Jody.
Jody,
hold on. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to get you to pop that nipple ball. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Busy and Seth are both here from Freaks and Geeks. Drew, the radio, we're still on. That part where you throw the headphones down.
Here's the thing, Adam. It's like, okay, we're going to break.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Business after here. Anybody else would have been a break 5 minutes ago.
Oh, okay, shut up, please. What do you want to say? We're going to break. And this is good silence? Jackass. All right, we'll be back. Yeah, this love line. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Busy. The Ballbuster Phillips is there, I guess, along with Seth Rogen, both from Freaks and Geeks. And Freaks and Geeks is taking it's taking a little rest.
Hiatus. That's what we call it.
Well, it's like what a prize fighter does between rounds. You know, just, sitting down, getting a little sponge bath. And a little talking to by its seconds, and it's going to be back to answer the bell. Until then, though, you can go down to Beverly Hills and go down to the Museum of Television and Radio and check it out.
We'll pick up this week's LA Weekly.
Yeah,
front cover page. Article.
Oh, really? Oh, let's do that.
You got it.
Too Good and Too Weird is the title.
Wow. And, geez, that's nice. I tell you, I'd rather be, well, not monetarily.
Mm-hmm, right.
I'd rather be on a show that got tons of praise and got S-canned by the man than one of these shows that's been on for 8 years, except for no one knew it was on.
Sucks.
Right.
Yeah.
It was like, I always think about that with Suzanne Summers had that show.
Step by Step.
She's the sheriff.
No, no. We all know that one. But, Step by Step.
Yeah, with Patrick Duffy.
Right. And I can see you're home Friday with
me. Yeah, don't worry about it. Plenty of us.
That's a very active social.
Television is
and,
my friend.
No, we do this show every night except for Friday and Saturday night. So Friday night, I'm hell-bent on watching some sitcoms and primetime
television.
And unfortunately, Friday night I'm left with Cosby talking to 4-year-old retard and the man from Atlantis hanging around with She's the Sheriff. But that show has been on, or was on before it finally got canceled. It must have been 7 or 8 seasons.
Yeah, it was on for a long time.
And I bet people came up to Suzanne Summers every day, even in the 7th and 8th season, and said, are you looking to get back on TV?
Yeah.
I mean, we've seen you in the Ab Rocker commercials, and we remember
that was more popular. That got more coverage than Step by Step.
We remember you from Three's Company, but what about doing another sitcom? And it's like, I've been on a sitcom for prime time, ABC, for 7 years now.
Yeah. And that, I don't think they expected that one to go so long, because all the kids on it, like, I guess they were cute in the castle, but near the end, they were all, like,
they got a little home.
They're all really huge and, like, deformed. Like, the youngest guy was, like, 9.5 feet tall, and he's all gawky and weird-looking.
Yeah, they all suffered from a genetic disease.
Gargantuism or something.
Gargantuism, yeah. Right. I hope they're all listening.
Yeah. Great show, though.
Oh, yeah, excellent.
Yeah.
Donald?
Yeah.
You're 18.
Yeah.
What's up?
I consider myself a recovering pothead.
Hang on one second, Donald. Joy to be lost.
Oh, that's right. She hung up. Go ahead, Donald.
Like, for probably like 6 months, I smoked pot, I don't know, like 4 or 5 times a day.
Uh-huh.
And I have Crohn's disease, and it seemed to help it. A couple of my doctors have said that it's being used for medicinal uses. I was wondering if there's any actual validity to that claim.
Well, it needs to be studied for medicinal uses. I don't know if it's being used for inflammatory bowel disease, though it does have an effect on nausea.
All right. Well, why did you stop then if it was helping you?
Because it seemed to be causing more problems in my personal life than it was helping me with my medical life, I suppose.
Well, in your Crohn's disease, does it flare up?
Yeah, like every 6 months or so.
Well, why don't you just smoke the weed when it flares up?
Because it's kind of hard to stop.
Once you start again? How long have you gone without smoking to date?
January 14th was the last day.
Wow. All right, now, wait, what about the eating the pot?
I don't know.
That still gets you high.
Hell yeah.
So I hear you
smoking
it. Yeah.
Yeah, it does. It's just powerful.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I you know, it's interesting. We haven't discussed this before, but if you have an addiction and smoking it gets you back smoking it again, I wonder what eating it would do for you.
Probably do the same thing. It gets you high.
Not as fast and lasts longer.
Yeah. Oh, listen, you're preaching the choir. I've eaten many brownies, my dear. Jeremy?
Yeah.
I'm cool, though. I'm cool, yeah. You're not a narc, are you? Hey, Jeremy, you got a lid? You score a lid? Done. Jeremy, you're 15. Your girlfriend always wants to give you hand jobs in public places.
Well, yeah, basically. What happened was I was at a theme park.
It wasn't hand job world, was it?
That
would have fit right in.
It was like a roller coaster place, and like we were getting on the roller coaster, and like in line, you know, we were just kissing and stuff, but she kept trying to like put her hand down my pants and stuff, and I mean, like, you know, privately, I'm all for that and stuff. I don't really mind, but like I'm not really into like.
Tell her no, Jeremy, all right?
Yeah, but...
All right, there you go.
She's been reading Cosmo too much. They're always talking about, like...
Yeah, and your man a surprise.
Yeah, exactly.
Nope. Being audited by the IRS. Give him a surprise.
No one wants their wiener to be whipped out in line. No, it's the bottom line.
No,
it's a private thing.
We need to focus, ladies. We really do. And the roller coaster is exciting enough. Listen, every time I've been attempted to be surprised by girlfriends, it's always been like at someone's wedding and she's drunk, and I'm like, whoa. My aunt is in the cake. Stop it. Stop. Come on. And then a fight breaks out, you know? Thanks, Cosmo.
Yeah.
All right. We'll take ourselves a break. We'll be back.
But I wouldn't get that anyway.
He's here. He could
be here theoretically.
But you couldn't even take it.
Oh, please.
I don't know.
Sure, did you hear that one?
I don't know.
We got to get people to get used to this idea of watching a show later.
We're talking about the radio show.
I was talking about how he couldn't even listen to his own show, hypothetically speaking.
Because where he lives,
he doesn't get the reception.
But failed to think that he couldn't listen to it because he's doing
it.
But he does get to listen to it, really.
Yeah. Like, watch this. Test, 1, 2, test. Quiet. I'm hearing myself. All right. Where the hell are we? Yeah, it's Busy Phelps and Seth Rogen. 1, 2, test. Oh, quiet. I'm hearing myself. Yeah. That's nice.
There you go.
Boy, I'm nasally.
Yeah.
Do I always sound this way?
Yes.
Oh, quiet. I'm hearing myself.
Yeah.
Jesus. That's nice.
I'm nasally.
Freaks and Geeks is the name of the show, and you can see it at the Museum of Television and Radio. I don't know why I stutter every time I say Museum of Television and Radio. It's not something I want to say Radio and Television Museum or something like that. I don't know why it screws me up, and maybe that's just me. All right, Drew?
Yep.
You have an exhibit at the Museum of Tolerance that you want to talk about? No.
You're 3 years in hell.
Isn't the sex band heading over to the Museum of Tolerance?
No.
All right. We will hop on back on the phones then and speak to Matthew, who's 19.
Yeah. This would be the San Diego Met.
That's good, Matthew.
Okay. I have a question for Dr. Drew.
Right. Oh, wait a minute. You're not the Poughkeepsie Met?
No, I don't think so.
Well, this is North Hollywood Adam Carolla. Let's go.
I see.
Okay. I've got these small little white, like, discolored areas just on the end of my, or the base of my equipment.
Wait a minute. You said three different descriptors that were exact opposites. Are they white or are they discolored?
Well, they're white, yeah. So they're not really fitting in with the rest.
Are they at the tip or are they at the base?
They're at the base.
Okay. That would be, because here he said it, exactly white, it's colored things at the tip or at the base.
Right.
That would probably be the pearly penile papules.
Okay.
Which are just basically follicles, and they're normal.
You can get them out with a melon baller.
No. That's the molluscum contagiosum.
No, that's right. You can't use a full-scale one. I think you have to use a Barbie's melon baller.
Oh.
And I think you can get them out with that, yeah.
Yeah, but it's not, are you sexually active?
No, I'm not.
Okay, I'm certain that's what it is.
It's
unlikely to be worse. They're pretty symmetric.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, the pattern.
Okay.
All right, Matthew.
Thanks a lot. Making me feel better. All right.
Good.
All right.
One person at a time.
Enjoy. That's right. We don't usually even get one person now, Drew. Bert?
Yep.
You're 28?
Yep.
You're officially the youngest person named Bert. What's up?
I've had to suffer with that my entire life.
Yeah, no one else named Bert. No one under 50 named Bert.
Nope.
What's up?
So here's what happened. I had unprotected sex. I know it was a mistake, but I know the girl. And the next day, I had a burning sensation, but not just when I went to the bathroom, not just during urination. So I went to the clinic, peed in the cup, and they put me on Keflex while they were waiting for the test to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Came back negative on gonorrhea and chlamydia.
Mm-hmm.
I finished the medication yesterday.
Right.
And I still have, it's like a burning, but not when I'm going to the bathroom. I can just be sitting there, and all of a sudden I get this burning in my crotch
right.
and a little numbness down the legs.
Yeah, that probably is more likely a prostate symptom than anything else. And Keflex is not a great medicine for that.
Okay.
So what kind of place was this you went?
It was a clinic in Hollywood.
Yeah, you should talk to urologists. Things like medicine called quinolones.
I'm sorry?
Quinolone medication would probably be the best thing for you.
Well, maybe you probably can't afford somebody, right?
Not really.
Mm. Yeah, do you have any insurance?
No.
Oh, boy.
What is, and this is going to sound strange, any urologist work pro bono?
Yeah, county.
But,
yeah.
You can go to county. Funny sentence, isn't it? Pro bono with the urologist? The urologist doing pro bono work? Nice.
So,
tell me about it.
Can you spell the name of the medical in one sec?
Well, the doctor will know, but it's a common medication.
What's it called, though?
Quinolones.
Can you spell it?
Quinolones.
All right. And also very popular British trio.
Is it what I
have? Early 70s.
Sexually?
What?
What I have, is it transmitted sexually?
Well, yeah.
Is it someone?
You're asking a question I can't answer with accuracy. Probably not, but you probably got it sexually.
Yeah.
And it's probably started as urethritis that now got into the prostate a little bit.
But this medicine will clean it up?
Usually.
Hey, Bert, you're 28. You got to get some insurance, brother.
I know.
Head on out of county. We're going to talk to your
relative. What do you do? You work at a head shop?
No, I work on other shows on NBC that got canceled.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like what?
Well, I don't want to say.
Come on.
We're with you, though, Bert.
I guess it, will you don't.
Weeks and Geeks was a great show. Everyone in our office supported it.
Well, thanks, Bert.
It was a lot of
fun. We supported your shows, too.
What else got canceled?
I don't know. Look, Cold Feet got canceled.
I don't want to talk about
Cold Feet.
Cold Feet is it. This guy, Bert, works for NBC. He worked on Cold Feet.
No, I don't work for NBC.
Now he's got hot dick.
You like a gaffer?
Spin-off.
No.
Gaffer?
Yeah. Production?
Hey, Bert, you know what drives me nuts about this town?
What's that?
Nobody wants to talk about anything.
Yeah.
It's like, how much did you make? I got a project coming up. Shut up, everyone. Talk. Who cares? What show is this, you idiot?
No.
We gave you some good information, you jackass. I'll go to hell, you idiot. I hope you're never employed by anybody. You know what? I tend to think, not in Bert's case, but there's a lot of this going on. Like, you ever talk to agents and managers, and they go, off the record, everyone?
Off the record.
Off the record.
All
everyone
the good
off the record. Or confidentially, or you didn't hear from
strictly
me.
Strictly retreat.
Not to leave this room. Yeah. And I always think to myself, oh, you self-important, big pompous
prick.
Who cares what you're saying off the record? And how much of that off the record stuff even worth repeating?
Exactly.
I always hear, it's always like a big build-up. It's like, fellas, you didn't hear it from me, but Art Deli's raised the price. Oh, shut up, would you? Our manager does that nonstop. Off the record, and as always, I think something good is coming and nothing.
Yeah, I do that too, though.
Yeah, but you know what I think?
Because I have confidential stuff to tell you something.
Well, listen, you're talking about people that are in rehab that you're treating.
You shouldn't be saying that.
Oh, yeah.
You don't talk about
hypothetically
people that are in rehab that you're treating.
No, Drew, I gotta tell you something about Drew. Drew is, he's the guy you'd want handling your affairs if you had any problems, especially with you know what I'm saying? He really keeps things under his hand, except for, you know, to me. But the point is there's way too much of that, and it's usually nothing.
Yeah.
And I don't like it, and I always get the feeling the person is doing it just to make themselves sound important.
Right.
Yeah.
I agree.
And I wish you a-holes would just knock it off. Michelle?
Yes.
Or, by the way, just shut up. Like, well, now I get, you didn't hear it from me, but I go, forget it.
I don't know.
If I can't tell other people, there's no point in me knowing anything.
Screw it. Yeah.
You can tell me, though.
Yeah. Michelle? No.
Hi.
You're 25. What's up?
Well, right now I have not had sex in like 7 months. Okay, but I feel like in order to, then I end up having like one night stands because I meet the wrong type of guys. And I feel like in order to be in an intimate relationship right now, it's like I just end up having one night stands because when I do meet I don't meet any guys that I'm really interested in having a relationship with.
Well, maybe you're not interested in meeting guys that
I'm not. That's exactly right. Like, it's like I don't want a boyfriend or anything.
All right.
But I don't want to have a lot of partners. And then it's like...
But you want to have sex.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't you want to have... I bet you do want to have a good relationship.
No, because I meet some really nice guys, you know, but I feel like I was engaged for a long time, like almost 2.5 years, and I just wanted out, like, the whole time. I could not stand it. The guy just... He didn't want to break up with me, and I just went nuts. And I don't know. It's like I just want to be single and go out and party and everything, but...
But yeah. That's not all it's cracked up to be?
She doesn't want to get a big tally. It's a big vaginal
tally.
All right, well, give a guy a DJ, and he can go down on you. It doesn't count in God's eyes. I don't know. How many guys have you been with? You're 25.
Probably like 20.
All right, so you're getting up there now. Drew, how many guys have you been with? 15? And,
Today's Thursday.
So, Michelle.
Yeah.
Where's your dad?
In the other room.
You're living at home?
Yeah, I moved back home.
Why?
Because I was living with my fiancé, and when we broke up, I moved back home to pay off some bills.
I see. Never a good sign, by the way, moving back home.
Well, yeah.
There's no situation.
Enjoy it while you can, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
25? I'd kill myself if I moved back home. I don't like going there for 15 minutes to drop the box. I don't like going to my house. Hey, all right, Michelle?
Yeah.
Why don't you do this? I got a plan. Work on getting out of your house, or your parents' house, that is, and getting up on your feet and getting yourself established and all that, and then see about the relationships. In the meantime, get yourself a vibrator. Yeah, I think I wrapped that whole thing up.
Yeah, and Michelle, there seems to be something more going on with you than you're sort of...
You're not admitting that there's a reason why you don't want to be vulnerable or intimate with a man.
Hmm.
And have an intimate relationship. So
maybe.
What's up with that?
I don't know.
Anyone do anything bad to you?
No.
Yeah, you love your dad?
Yeah.
That last relationship been sort of, did it sour you in some way?
Maybe. I don't know.
How long were you in that relationship for?
Like 2.5 years, 2 years, a little over that.
Well, you said you were engaged for 2.5 years.
Well, no, we were engaged, for, close to 2 years, but I knew I wasn't going to marry him. I knew I just wanted
out. All right. What's up with you in the intimacy department with men? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I kind of like, I just feel like I just go nuts, like, with guys. I've always, like, when I was little, you know, I used to always be attracted to, like, the boy bands, and, like, I just always checking out the cute guys, and I've always just really been like that. Like, I go to a club, and I'm just like, oh, God, look at him, and I just feel like I'm going to go crazy.
And you want to do that?
That's yeah, like, I just...
It's just the stage you're in.
All right, well, let's get some condoms and go to town.
No.
All right, we'll get a vibrator. Listen, hey, Michelle?
You're confused.
Listen, here's the deal. We don't care.
Okay.
That's the bottom line. Thank you.
I care, but I...
No, he doesn't.
No, there's something weird about her. Like,
yeah,
she
yeah.
had some sort of, like, you can just tell that she doesn't trust guys for whatever reason. She doesn't want to be in a committed relationship, and probably when she was 15, some... Just
yeah.
came along and ruined her outlook on men.
The drummer from Cinderella got to her in 91.
Right.
Well, the very minute she goes, I want to rank things up. I want to, I'm boy crazy. I want to, and I was like, go ahead. She goes,
she doesn't know what she wants.
I don't want to make a too broad a generalization here, but when a woman is 25 and not admitting that she wants to meet a guy that... that she likes and not settle down and get married and have kids necessarily, but at least be in a stable, intimate relationship. There's something up with her. There's a biology at work that's different in men and women. And 25-year-old women are usually looking to meet a guy who's a decent guy and sort of settle in a little bit. And if you're not looking for that at 25 or you say you don't want it or you can't handle it, it suggests to me that something's up.
Right.
And it needs to be looked into. Right, Busy?
I would agree.
Thank you. Brooksy?
Hi.
Meet Busy.
Hi. You guys are going to love me because I have no problems. Busy, I met you at the William S. Paley Festival.
Yeah.
I met both of you and Seth. I had the Kansas piece, so it was Reeks and
Oh, I remember you.
Yeah.
Anyhow, I am going to the Saturday showing, so I'm really excited.
Awesome.
And I'm going to ask you guys what you thought about the ad that was put in the Daily Variety.
That was the coolest thing ever. The fans, which you, I'm explaining this to Adam and Drew, the fans
and the rest of the world
that has no idea who we are or what we're doing on this show, the fans from our show got together on the internet from, it's Operation Haverchuk, is it?
Yeah, Haverchuk, Bill's last name.
Right, yeah. Okay, so Operation Haverchuk was the name of the site, and they collected, I think it was like $4,000 to buy an ad in Variety saying the fans of Freaks and Geeks cared enough to purchase this ad. Somebody, you know, doesn't that say enough?
Wow.
So it says, actually, in the LA Weekly, it says, it has the quote of, like, what the ad said, but it's, like, $4,000, and the fans got together.
It was, like, asking...
paid their own money.
Asking other networks to
pick it up.
Adopt us, as they use
the very first thing in the article.
It's an amazing show, and you know what's nice about it? It's a very honest show, and it is slower paced, but so was 1980. You know, it shows how cool it was to be a kid. And it's been kind of therapeutic to me because look back at my childhood, there's a lot of dark days there, kind of. And it's kind of scratched beneath the surface of those things, and it's opened up a new world of the relationships that I have with my friends and stuff like that. So it was really cool.
This ad was funded by viewers across North America.
Thanks, Rexy.
They feel it's worth their time and money to save this show. Give Freaks a chance.
Wow. Yeah,
thanks a lot, Rexy. That's really cool.
And what's that?
Variety. That's no small feat. That is a lot of money.
Yeah. Let me, for those of you who are around the country aren't familiar with the Variety and, what's the other one, Hollywood Reporter? These are trade magazines. They're really like a, it's really pornography to the people in the industry. It's what they jack off to. And it's usually just some of the, just a jack rag, this stuff, like the full page. Arsenio Hall takes out a full page
for your consideration. For your consideration.
The great ones are the ones that are sort of veiled in the sort of light smoke of modesty. Arsenio Hall, I saw one, had a full page ad where he thanked the amazing cast and crew from Martial Law for making his experience hot, except for he's wearing a, you know, $7,000 blazer and he's doing like a kung fu stance. And it's like, listen, Arsenio, quit whacking yourself off.
Yeah.
You want to do something for the crew of Martial Law? Buy him lunch.
Yeah,
don't buy out a full page ad, jackass.
I'm sure the crew reads the Variety.
Oh, they love it. Nothing better. It's like
the grips sit around reading the DreamWorks wants the Academy to consider for.
I'll tell you, you want to know everything that's bad about this business? Just grab Variety and watch everyone whacking each other off. It's great. It's great.
But that was a very nice thing for them.
Oh, that was great. The one bright spot is all the years of Variety.
The diamond in the rough.
Oh, it's sickening. You ever look at that stuff, Drew?
No.
You go through the roof.
It's out of control.
Yeah. And you know,
so-and-so was just cast in the lead of this.
Yeah.
We would like to congratulate him.
Yeah.
He is repped by so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so.
Oh.
Like, so out of control.
Oh, what they want, who they put up for your consideration.
The weirdest stuff.
It borders on comical. Yeah, it actually is comical.
It seems like you've, like, studied this stuff, though.
No, I never.
You're waiting in, like, every waiting room has a stack about 4 feet high of old Varieties and Hollywood Reporters.
No, we get them, I work on a lot, Drew. We get them, they're piled up all over the place, and, everyone always says, did you see Variety to read that article? And I'm like, are you nuts? I don't read that garbage. I don't read anything. Nicole?
Yeah.
You're 19.
I am. This question is more for Dr. Drew. I am 2 months pregnant, and I am experiencing some cramping in my stomach.
What, just tonight?
No, actually, it's been for, like, the past 2 weeks.
Where is the pain?
Right in my belly, like, right where my uterus would be.
Right above your pubic area, around your belly button?
Right above my pubic area.
And any bleeding?
No, I'm not bleeding at all. I'm just wondering if it's, like, normal to experience. It's not, like, really bad cramps. It's kind of like menstrual cramps, but not that bad.
It's not normal, but it doesn't necessarily mean anything, but you should definitely talk to your obstetrician.
Okay.
The Lyle type thing. Do you have a singlet in there? Do you know?
I'm not sure yet.
You say singlet?
Yeah. Sometimes with multiples, the growth can induce all kinds of things. Little bowel problems.
Singlet, the pig and Winnie the Pooh?
Isn't that what Busy played? No, it was in Charlotte's Web.
Oh, yeah, she played the pig. That's why.
You guys remember everything.
Yeah,
crazy. And it's Wilbur.
Yeah, Wilbur, yeah.
I heard that it could be because my uterus is growing.
Yeah, that's why I was asking if you had more than one baby in there, because sometimes that'll cause funny symptoms. But I just thought I wouldn't panic. Don't worry unless you bleed. If you bleed, you got to talk to somebody immediately.
Hey, Busy, I know you played Wilbur the Pig in Charlotte's Web in high school? Or
no!
Third grade.
No, third grade. Good God.
That's what you've been doing on hiatus.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing since I was a
kid. Yeah, that's right. You're right. But how do you play a pig? I mean, what do you get? You got a pig outfit? You got to go on all fours?
It's like a pink jumpsuit that had like a hood with ears. And then you paint your face pink, and then you have an elastic snout thing that
hooks on there.
And
but you got to be on all fours. You get to walk in your.
I mean, you know, we went back and forth in my.
Was it an ape-like movement?
It was on all fours until the singing and dancing, and then you get up on your feet.
When she was finding the through line and getting involved in the character, she'd go on all fours.
Right.
So she got in touch with her implicit cue. She went down on all fours.
Self-depression.
And who played the spider? Anorexic?
No, I actually, Danielle Klinkhammer. She's listening.
Oh, I know her work.
Danielle Klinkhammer was the spider.
Full-page Anne Bryce.
Consideration.
How do you play, I guess, same thing, getting another jumpsuit? And
that's more of a leotard, really.
The spider fake arms.
With the fake arms that come, that are attached to your top arms.
Wow.
God, Seth, you know a lot about
children's play. Seth, what'd you do in high school, junior high, any of that? Drew did Fiddler on the Roof.
Seth's a stand-up comedian.
I did stand-up for a while, but I kind of since retired a little.
How old were you when you got started, man?
Like, 13.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Imagine on stand-up. It's like, you're 13, it's like, thank you. Oh, my thing ain't working, that's right, Seth. Hey, what about these granimals? I'll tell you what. my kid sister sat on my retainer the other day, that's a pinch. I'll tell you what.
Don't you hate
it? Gosh, by gosh.
What's the deal with peeing yourself?
Yeah, anyway, I want to talk about mopeds for just one moment here. Hey, show of hands. How many people have had a heartache of a moped?
Get stuck in the big wheel.
How do you stand up if you do it? 13.
I was talking about crap. I don't know. I wasn't very good when I was 13.
He was really good. I saw him like 6 months ago, and he was hysterically like brought the place down. All these old stand-up people were like giving him the evil eye because he totally showed them all up, and he's 17 at the time.
He did the same set that I did when he was
13. Yeah, exactly. Still peeing myself, getting stuck in the big wheel.
Oh, what about this puberty?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take ourselves a little break talking about Freaks and Geeks tonight, and we'll be back with Jason after this. Yep, it is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. He is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Seth Rogen and Busy Phillips are both here from Freaks and Geeks. And this is a show that is gone, but not forgotten, and hopefully coming back real soon. And you can tell, hey, Drew. It's good radio, by the way, when you just look and don't answer. How much more intelligent and interesting are Seth and Busy than your average sort of sitcom guest that we have on this show?
I was pushing to have Busy back, if you remember.
Right.
Yeah, Drew's the one who like ran into my publicist or something somewhere, and my publicist called me. I ran into Dr. Drew and really wanted you to come back.
Yeah. She's a good guest, absolutely.
Yeah.
I've not met that before. I said the same with him.
Thank you. I mean, there's just seems to be a little more depth to you two, and I can see it translates on the show. And by the way, if you want to see some of those episodes, you can go down to Beverly Hills to the Museum of Television and Radio and watch them this Saturday and Sunday from noon to 5. All right, where are we going?
It's not just about an articulateness or intelligence, also sort of an instinct and a desire to help. That's the stuff that works on this show. So,
right. You're up.
Go ahead, Martin.
We're not going Jason here?
Not yet.
All right. Tara?
Hello?
Yeah, you're 27. What's up?
Hi. I'm just in the biggest thrill of my life, just to be able to speak to you, Adam, and Drew, and to speak to Dizzy and Seth. I'm actually flying down from Seattle for the thing on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, this is the infamous Tara who came to the radio induction from Seattle as well, right? And you
yeah.
stood up and said, I'm coming from Seattle. Do I win an award for
yeah.
flying in the furthest?
I don't know
that. She's a nice girl.
Anything, by the way.
No, no. Wait, you won something in our minds, I don't know.
Aww.
Biggest fan.
You've won a small spot in our memory.
That's enough. That's
exactly.
Spot
of mine.
Are you guys going to be there on Saturday?
Yeah, we're all going to be there.
Yep.
Really? And the other thing I was kind of, well, worried about was I know a lot of the other cast members, and I hadn't heard about you guys
yeah.
step on other shows.
Thanks for bringing it up.
If I just wondered if you guys were also on a pilot or something that was getting picked up or being something that
it would
be horrible if you all left and it still got picked up.
Well, here's the way it works.
That's
Tara.
My biggest hold now. She is not going to take on any job,
no,
not even going to interview until the Freaks and Geeks situation is settled.
Here's the way it works, though, Tara. They have some of the other kids have been picked up on other television shows.
Mm-hmm.
They have a window of an opportunity until June 15th, I believe, and that's when our contracts are completely void.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone like makes an offer, this is to my understanding, on Freaks and Geeks before June 15th, then all those other kids who got cast in the other shows
mm-hmm.
are immediately void in those contracts and have to come back to Freaks and Geeks.
Ah.
This is a good thing, and then they'll have to be recast in the other pilots. But Seth and I currently are looking for jobs, and if anyone wants to hire us, we'd be more than happy to.
Forging a relationship with my couch.
Yeah, exactly.
My good friend.
All day in bed today.
That is the Bruce the Lance of the next generation.
Yeah, big and gay.
Hey
there.
Seth is wonderful and beautiful and gorgeous.
That's
and
right.
I have a fucking crush on him. So.
Yeah.
And busy too, I don't know.
Oh,
thank you.
No, I'm teasing. But I'll see you guys on Saturday. So
yeah.
Okay, great.
See you there.
All
right.
Everybody, I hope the show comes back. It's been amazing. I've been one of those people who's been dubbing all the episodes. I've made almost 50 sets of tapes for people all over the country, and I've been getting these amazing emails and letters from people just pouring their guts out about how the show has touched them, and we've all bonded over this, and it's just, I would hate to see it end.
Thanks, Tara.
Thank you
really
very
cool.
much. Yeah, that's nice.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Wow.
Wow.
Oh, my
right.
God.
See?
You can see the love pouring through the airwaves.
That is
so nice.
Absolutely. Drew, we wouldn't get behind our own show if it was canceled, would we?
No.
No, we just leave that day and probably never bring it up again.
Yeah, whatever.
It's amazing. Wow. That is, it's really, praise does not get any higher than, out and out.
Yeah, it does.
Obsession.
Getting from the show back, that would be.
Yeah, if somebody picked up the show, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
All right.
Less than zero chance, I think. But.
Yeah.
We know most of the industry listens to this show, right?
Exactly.
Now.
Exactly.
That's right.
Calling about their herpes and whatnot.
Jason, all those great guys with the bad frames and the Nero hairdo, or that the page boy. What is that one where the guys comb their
Roman like?
They comb their bangs for it and then put on the bad frames and the big buckles on the shoes. Hold on. Let me just say one thing to these guys if they're listening. You look like jackasses, all of you. And that's why nobody trusts you. Okay? Thank you. Go ahead, Jason.
My question was just exactly how safe are condoms? Because what I'm wondering is I got this girl and she wants to have sex, but I found out that she has warts or something like that.
Well, wait, what do you mean something like that?
Well, she has, like, warts or... That's more or less what she's saying.
What does more or less mean?
That's exactly what I said. Because she said she had her cervix frozen to try and get rid of it.
Yeah. All right, so she has a wart virus. Are you sexually active?
Yes, I am.
Well, you probably have it, too, so...
Oh, stop that, Drew. Every time you say it, it just makes me think that you have warts.
Yes.
If you pray, everyone has warts.
My freshman year of college, because I lived in an all-girls dorm, we had community bathrooms. We had, like, the nurses come and tell us how, like, we all probably had genital warts and, like, how it was just, like, this HPV.
It's just routine.
It's just like this huge thing. Like everyone has them.
Yeah.
One out of every three people.
High five. I have warts.
You got to let me pour that acetic acid on your penis and shine a blue flashlight on
next time I pull that out of your ass, there's your opportunity right there. Drew, I will let you do that. And will you bring some of that? It's just vinegar, isn't it?
Vinegar? You're going to have the black light.
Oh, I got a black light in my car.
There you go.
I keep it.
Why do you have a black light in your car?
I get a flat. I want to get stoned. You know what I'm saying? You got to wait a little while for AAA, sometimes 15 minutes. I need something to do.
Connor's
up. Hooks right up to the cigarette line.
Rob, in probably in the high 80s, maybe 90% effective of preventing that wart from being transmitted, but it's not 100%.
Okay, so right around 90%, you're saying?
Well, that's a reasonable estimate of how effective it would be, I'd say. But it's not 100%, and if you get the wart, it has no real meaning to you, except you will be contagious in the future.
All right, Drew, listen, you want to bring that stuff in? You want to put your money where your mouth is? I'll put money on my penis. I let my penis do the talking, by the way. Hold on, I want to say something. No, I was just
gassed. By the way, don't actually put my phone.
Oh, actually, you're right. My penis channel through me, that's right.
sort of a senior Wences thing I do.
All right. The point is you say everyone living in urban, Drew starts like 110% of people living in urban centers have genital warts. So, and you always claim that I have it. So I say put your money where your mouth is. What night you want to do this? Because I'll bring my penis in. I swear to Christ, I'll bring it. I'll get it out of its Crown Royal sack, out of the freezer.
Ooh, right. Weird, but
little velvet case.
I keep it in the salad crisper.
You're gonna have to handle the penis, though.
I'll handle the penis. Don't you worry.
I'll handle the vinegar and the light. Okay.
And I'll play you $100. Says no warts on that. What do you say?
Okay.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, but I may have to call in a third person because I don't trust you. Well, it's like asking one of the opponents in a fight to referee it and judge it. It doesn't, there's a sort of discrepancy there.
But he's a doctor.
All right, yeah, you have your Hippocratic oath. All right, $100. There's nothing on the Johnson. We got 100 gone?
Yeah.
And when you, as a matter of fact, you don't have to tell me. Well, tell me. I don't want to bang some hooker over the weekend or something and squander it. Seriously, when are you bringing the light? You have the light? How does that light work?
No, I don't have one. Just go get a black light.
You get a black light?
Go to that Oz place. There's still that kind of crap.
I'll send you PA for a head shop tomorrow. I'll pick one.
I have to go to a dermatologist in about a week. I'll talk to him about it if I can get one.
Yeah. All right. I'm saying, let's put my penis where your mouth is.
God.
And get to the bottom of this thing, smartass.
Oh, man, all those illusions. All that innuendo, I
think it. Thank you. Innuendo, that's right. Thank you. I like Seth because he's not so old that he doesn't appreciate good ass humor.
Exactly. Always a good ass humor.
Blake, you're 17. What's up?
I bet you enjoy your light show.
Oh, man, when I light farts in here, that's a good time. I can't do it because I'm wearing sweatpants.
Oh, Blue Angels.
Oh, yeah. What's going on there, Blake?
Oh, Mike, I just wanted to say, man, you are the greatest. You are my God, man.
Is that me?
That's you.
All right, thank you.
I just got to say, man, without you on the show, man, it just blows.
Thank you.
Thanks, Blake.
That leaves Drew, that's right.
I've been listening for like 5 years, and I just can't get enough of it, man.
Speaking of blowing, Drew's going to examine my penis next week, Thank you. Go ahead, Blake.
I was just calling up to...
encouraging you.
I was just calling to suck up to you.
All right. Speaking of sucking up. All right, Blake. Thank you very much.
The first time I called, they wouldn't let me talk to you, so I had to make up a fake question.
Fine. But easy on the weed, Blake, right?
How do you know?
God.
I think the acid is bothering me. For him.
Right. Oh, really?
Mm.
Are you doing acid too, Blake?
No.
All right.
Blake?
No.
A little bit of acid?
No.
Okay, we believe you.
Mushrooms?
Can I just say one more thing?
Uh-oh.
No. Yeah. All
right. Got intimidated. Shut him up. Hi, Blake. Thanks for worshiping me like the God that I think I am. There we go. David.
Hey.
David, you're 17. What's up?
Okay, I got a couple questions. I just want to say, Adam, you're the greatest.
All right. Wow, a little theme forming tonight.
Yeah,
there's this girl that I know, and I just... make, she just broke up with someone today, with her boyfriend, and I want to make sure, like, that I'm not asking her too early.
Yeah.
You want to be next in line, though?
Yeah.
How long to wait?
Yeah.
In hours or minutes?
Days, kind of.
Yeah.
How old is she?
She's 16.
How long did they go out?
Like 3 months.
A week. I'd say a week.
Three months can be substantial when you're 16.
Yeah, yeah. So that's like a 20th of your life or something. Like
right.
That. So the younger you are, the more
right, the more it matters. Did she dump him or did he dump her?
They said it was mutual.
That's look great.
Yeah. Did she
hit myself in the face with a 10-10. Wow, you see that dress? I've been blinded. Whack myself in the face with a cap of a pen. It's a real samurai type move. You blind yourself with a writing utensil.
David, does she show any interest in you? Like, do you think there's like, you think you got a pretty good shot there?
Yeah, I think there's a chance.
You like talk your friends or whatever?
Yeah.
All right.
What if he established the fact that he was interested right away?
Don't let any other guys go for it.
Right. Don't push. Yeah. Don't push. I know you're big of it, but if you feel comfortable and you're ready, you want it, you know, be, I'm there.
And put a down payment on some of that.
Pee on her.
Donorship.
Have your consent.
Also,
yeah.
I have another question.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
I was wondering how Anderson he got like up to where he is right now.
Well, let's ask him for himself.
First off, we don't consider it up. He may have slid to where he is, but Anderson, how did you arrive to where you are?
From Scott Farrell.
I did the same thing for the Farrell show on the bench.
That's right.
And it was like twice as much stuff. I was doing sound effects all over the place. He left me because I was drunk at a bar.
Right.
Well, you just missed him at a bar.
Yeah.
And you became an engineer because of that.
You know, I had to work my way up, and you know, left the grunt work.
Yeah, Farrell, Scott Farrell.
Wow.
Is that a typical radio story, though?
So becoming an engineer, you got to drink a lot in bars.
To be in radio, you have to, like, trip in front of a radio station and fall into the studio, and all of a sudden you're a GM.
We were just talking about this. I think that your story is kind of, like, out of note. You know, like, you just asked someone to train or whatever.
Radio.
Radio is all about who got there first, not who's passed.
And
not in Anderson's case.
No, who fumbled in? It's really the
well. People back in, but also in radio. And listen up, kiddies. If you're interested in getting in, go to a radio. Go to your local radio station and be an intern. And then you work your way up to phone op. And then you work. You'll be producing the morning show in 6 months. And then you'll be GM of the station in another year.
You tell them what you always said about the kid. If you had 18-year-olds and want to go to school, didn't want a job.
Only if he was a world class F up and what I would consider somewhat retarded. I would drop off at the radio station so that he could run the
car. Wouldn't you see him slow the car down? Just push him out the car.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, you're not going to hurt his head. He scrambled enough. All right, that is radio, and we include ourselves in that equation, don't we, Drew?
Yeah.
Yeah, except for our two TV shows. That's pretty good. You guys see that? Two TV shows?
That's good.
Yeah. We had one. It was canceled.
We had one.
Yeah,
who's gonna cry?
So you guys are kind of like in the hole. Like I have two, and you guys owe one.
Yeah, we owe a show.
Like minus the show. Yeah, so even if you get one, you're just even.
Yeah, right. Between us,
you owe two shows. Right. All right. We will take ourselves a little break, and we'll be back after this. Guy's name. Oh, what is that? We're just talking about their reviews. We're talking about the minus four stars or whatever. What's that guy from, the hell was his name?
Michael something? The guy you went off on one day?
Yeah, for like,
calling you a Neanderthal?
Neanderthal and in the,
no showmanship.
Third stage of werewolf.
Third stage of werewolfism.
No showmanship.
By the way, if that don't spell out queer, I don't know what does. You're accusing a guy who runs the man show for not having enough showmanship. Not enough Donnie Marie type by dance numbers in it.
Flair.
Weird bait. What the hell is that guy's name? God, that old prick. I hate him. Well, anyway. He's done a wonderful job because we're now just fulfilling our next 26 episodes of the Man Show. So keep writing those articles, you old queens.
Like I said, I'm giving the governor's approval to the Man Show. Thank you. Jesse Ventura, everybody. Sad Boston. Dylan?
Let's wait.
All right, I think let's hear him snore.
Hi, Dylan?
Maybe you went to go get a sandwich.
Yeah, that's what I do when I call love advice shows. Boring!
Do you think it's...
Dylan!
If he's there, it's not entertaining.
Yeah, if he's there, he's not very interesting.
Yeah, we have some novelty snores on this show, which are exciting sometimes. Adam?
Yes?
What's up? You're 24.
Yes. I had a bad oral sexual experience when I first started becoming sexually active.
How old were you?
And I'm married now.
How old were you then?
Beautiful woman. And,
Adam?
Yes?
How old were you then?
Well, he lost his hearing when the girl quit.
How old were you then when the bad experience occurred?
15.
And what happened?
I went down on her, and it was just bad. It was the smell and the taste, and it was horrible.
Right.
Her vagina lacks showmanship.
The third stage of werewolfism.
What is that old queen's name? I gotta think of that guy's name. It's driving me nuts now. All right, Adam. So, yes.
You're married now.
Yes, and we have a great sex life, and everything's fine, except
so you say.
My wife. Yes, but my wife would like me to go down to her more often. And I've tried the flavored lotions, everything, but every time I do, I keep getting reminded of the first experience, and it keeps stuck in my head, and I can't get over it.
That was just one time?
One time.
Man, arm flashbacks or something.
Yeah, you're having a post-traumatic stress disorder from a one bad vagina?
It was the first time, and that's
been
over. Hey, you know, Adam...
One bad vagina.
I know...
One bad vagina spoils a bunch.
It was a Osmond song, I think. Hey, Adam...
Yeah.
I know this sounds like it makes sense, but I'm just deeming you weak-minded.
Oh.
I really am. You got to get over this.
Seriously.
Listen, it's not...
One way to do it is to sort of decondition or uncouple the reaction with the stimulus. It's almost like if I were dealing with you and trying to help you, I would... Do you get real nauseated? What's the reaction you get?
Yeah, I get nauseated, and I lose all momentum in the feeling in the moment. I can manually stimulate her, and I'm all for that, and I can do that forever. Actually going down on her is just, I can't do it.
The medication you can take to block the nausea or the anxiety or something. Have a few experiences that are not triggering this reaction and let him get kind of
listen, through. Adam, here's how you get through it. Get down there and stay down there.
Get to work.
Yeah, I could cure this in a weekend, believe me. Just get down there. That's it. Push through.
Oh, God, dude.
There you go. Start laughing. You dog. Listen, here's my take on people and their own sort of bizarre hang-ups. I don't want to try to figure out new and creative ways for them to get over it when it's nothing. It's like, just grow up and get down there.
Right.
Yeah.
He's married.
He had a bad outing at 15. Oh, God, we've all had bad outings. Just get the hell out of there. I don't want to argue with him. Matt?
Yeah.
You're 16. What's up?
Well, like, my parents are on a cruise right now, but yesterday I was just messing around, like, filling through his drawers and stuff.
Your dad's drawers?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And, like, there's this wasper, and I always wanted to see what was in there, so I started yanking off.
What's in it?
A what?
A wasper?
No, a locked drawer.
Oh, boy. Don't open your dad's locked drawer.
Yeah, not a good idea.
Too late about that one, but...
Hold on, let's all get... Hold on, we want to guess. We're going to take bets to see what's in there, right?
Okay.
All right, hold on a second. Something good was in that locked drawer, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
It's got to be pornography.
Pornography, definitely. Naked pictures of somebody other than his mother.
Maybe. I'm thinking some kind of apparatus.
Remember that spade you were talking about earlier in the show?
Oh, butt plug.
Perhaps a butt plug?
Interesting. Perhaps a butt plug.
Yeah, I don't, no.
I'm just writing this for you for later.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Drew Hammy, no, it made no sense. Yeah, I don't think it's like a gay pornography because he probably wouldn't be as pumped up. Another woman. Why would a guy leave that around? You know, right in the bedroom.
It's just a toy. It's just much like a vibrating hand.
All right, let's just
try crack or something.
Yeah, we think toys. Toys. What was in there, Matt?
Like a vibrator and like a. Hey, dude, I don't.
What?
I don't know what I should do about it.
A
like.
Whip.
Well, you shouldn't do anything.
Yeah.
That's what your dad's into.
Yeah.
Scary, you know.
Now listen, you're not. listen, the whip may not be a sexual thing, maybe just to protect the vibrator. Sometimes guys start stealing vibrator, you got to whip them.
It could be undisciplined vibrator.
Or it could be,
it tame it.
Okay.
A wild one.
Yeah, a chair and a pistol and some high boots. Tame it, like super.
Is that it? Just a vibrator and a whip?
No, but there's like all these like mass pornography, like DVDs and like all this high tech stuff.
Good, you hit
so, yeah, you start taking from that. Your dad's not going to say anything because you found this freaky drawer, so you found yourself a little gold mine.
It's not like he's not going to find out. The drawer is broken, like the wood, like split.
Oh, I don't think
you got to get out there and fix that.
Yeah, you need to pick the lock with a crowbar. Yeah.
I know you've been there before, man. I mean,
no, listen, my dad, the Corollas have never went on a cruise. and my dad doesn't have any locks. My dad's a wuss. He doesn't even have any porno or anything. He has just a book on, Jung or Freud or something in his room.
The Joy of Sex from 1962.
Yeah.
All the questions.
Hey, Matt, fix the drawer, put the stuff back in it, and don't hassle your dad, all right?
There's like a big split in it, though. It's like the wood is like broken. Like,
all right.
So it'll be like an unspoken thing.
Use some wood glue. He'll understand.
Call a carpenter and trade the carpenter some of that stuff in the drawer for the work.
That's
right.
All right?
All
right.
All right. Bye.
Idiot. Where, that was a break, guys. Yeah. All right, we'll take a little break. We'll be back.